This is Ozarks at Large. TV commercials attacking political candidates have become a mainstay of more high-profile elections, like for president and the House and the Senate. But now the race for Arkansas Supreme Court Associate Justice is getting controversial because of those same kinds of ads. Daniel Breen, with our partner KUAR in Little Rock, explains.
There's one seat up for grabs on Arkansas's highest court, and it belongs to Justice Courtney Goodson. She's seeking another 8-year term and has two challengers in the nonpartisan judicial election, State Appeals Court Judge Kenneth Hickson and Department of Human Services Chief Counsel David Sterling. And while all three say they want to focus on the issues, a bigger story has loomed large over the race. Both Goodson and Hickson have been the target of TV and online ads from so-called dark money groups, ones that do not have to disclose their donors. Goodson's ads came first.
I've never been the favorite of the establishment crowd.
The Democrat Gazette calls Justice Courtney Goodson the ultimate insider.
Worth over $500,000, the ads lambasted Goodson for accepting a $50,000 trip to Italy from one of her donors. Goodson tells KUAR the ads, which she calls false and misleading, are an attack not only on herself, but on the election process.
It is undermining the independence of the voter in Arkansas to make an informed decision with the facts. Because what's going on is we have the media being flooded with fake news and lies, and it makes it virtually impossible.
The ads targeting Goodson came from the Judicial Crisis Network, a Washington political campaign group that is well known for funding attack ads in races. The group also funded ads attacking Goodson 2 years ago when she ran unsuccessfully for Chief Justice. Shortly after Goodson came Hickson. His ad, also from the JCN, was a throwback to the Willie Horton ads of the late 80s, accusing him of being soft on crime. Hickson says it wasn't the ad directed at him that got his attention. It was one from another dark money group, the Republican State Leadership Committee. That ad began with images of CNN anchor Anderson Cooper and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and went on to tout Hickson's opponent, David Sterling, as a, quote, true conservative.
And the announcer came on the TV and said, "We need David Sterling on the Supreme Court to stop Nancy Pelosi." And I'm thinking to myself, what in the heck does the Arkansas Supreme Court have to do with Nancy Pelosi and Anderson Cooper?
Sterling also faced criticism in 2014 in his unsuccessful bid for attorney general. Back then, the same Judicial Crisis Network ran ads targeting his opponent, now the incumbent Leslie Rutledge, on Arkansas airwaves. Sterling tells KUAR he's never coordinated with any outside groups, but he's hesitant to condemn the attacks on his challengers.
The United States Supreme Court has ruled that these third parties have a right to speak, and so I'm not going to criticize them for necessarily speaking. I would just hope that when they speak in an honest and ethical manner.
But this begs the question, how partisan are nonpartisan judicial races? Arkansas is one of 8 states that select all judges through nonpartisan elections where candidates are not affiliated with a political party. But candidates and voters say the elections have taken a marked political tone. One factor is fundraising, which can be difficult for low-profile races like the Supreme Court. Both Hickson and Goodson say they can't afford TV advertising, which means they rely on word-of-mouth campaigning to spread their message. Though he supports having elected judges, Hickson says there simply isn't enough time from filing day to the election for a candidate to campaign around the state.
The result is that the voter does not get enough information on the candidate. And then once you start relying on the internet and TV, that's when dark money comes in and it brings up trash and sewage and all sorts of pollutants.
Goodson agrees that the pressure of campaigning leaves a void where election integrity is exploitable.
I am a working mother of 3. There is no possible way that I can afford to purchase every ad on television to counter their ad. I mean, it couldn't even begin to make a dent in the volume of advertising that they are doing and in so many different ways.
In response to the ads, Goodson filed suit against local broadcasters in an attempt to stop the ads from running. The circuit judge presiding over the case soon recused himself after ties between his wife and Goodson's husband were revealed, but not before he granted a temporary restraining order blocking the ads, which remains in effect. Both David Sterling and the Arkansas ACLU agree that attempting to censor political speech is unconstitutional.
Those things are going to be hashed out in court, but to take the step of actually restricting speech, particularly political speech, this close to an election is fairly concerning. I mean, it's an issue.
Judge Hickson says the solution to the Arkansas judicial crisis should come from Washington, the same place where the problem began.
We have a lot of king-size brains in Washington, D.C. I think someone has to figure out how we can reasonably regulate political speech, especially in nonpartisan elections, and still maintain the First Amendment right of free speech.
Daniel Breen, KUAR News.